The film Escape from Tomorrow, playing in the Next program, is attracting audiences to its last few festival showings amid rumors that legal actions might suppress the film. However, director Randy Moore told a Thursday night audience he had not heard from Disney attorneys yet. The central character is a father who gets word that he's lost his job right before his family's last day at Disney World. From there, as Dad comes unhinged, his day at the happiest place on Earth becomes increasingly nightmarish and surrealistic. The film is already notorious because the creators filmed surreptitiously in the Disney parks. Moore said about 10 days at Orlando and 2 weeks at Disneyland in Anaheim. He was asked where the concept of the film came from.
I spent a lot of time in Orlando as a child. And then when I had my own children, I returned and kind of saw it in a new light.
He said the theme is partly personal and partly universal.
I mean, it's a personal story of this place that I associated with my father when I was growing up, and it's also a slight statement about, you know, our obsession with these with escapism and going to these artificial worlds to escape, and I just tried to explore that as best I could.
He said the filmmakers got into the parts on season tickets, and they had to carefully plan out what they shot there.
We didn't have storyboards, but we had every single shot mapped out, and we had shot lists along with our scripts. And so there really was no room for, you know, improvisation in terms of setting up the shots.
One audience member asked, "What does the film mean?" The star of the film, Roy Abramson, said he had that reaction at first too.
I had the same comment the first time I saw it, and as I see it each time, it changes, and I get more and more out of it. So. I really do. I mean, I'm not just saying that because I'm in it, but it does. You get more as you're watching it. It's a very complicated thing, but it does make sense.
Roy Abramson, the star of Escape from Tomorrow. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.